Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
How are you, Elise?
Oh, just enjoying this beautiful day.
I know. And then, of course, we have a tornado watch. But, you know, we have to take the good weather while we can get it.
You can't have everything, Lisa. You know that.
I know that you were looking at the Realtors 2026 Home Buyer and Sellers Generational Trends Report. And it looks like the boomers have all the control.
They do. The boomers are ruling the market. They own the market. Everybody else is getting priced out. 42% of buyers are boomers, younger and older. It's interesting how the realtors are now dividing boomers into younger, and, you know, they're kind of splitting it in half the way they split the millennials. And boomers account for 55% of sellers.
Because now it seems like we have a new name for a generation every 10 years. And the boomers, they were lumping people together for 40 years, right?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. It used to be that a generation was like 20 years, but they, you know, put all of the boomers together, and I think it's about 38 years. And you think to yourself, wow, that's a big one.
Yeah.
And then they've gotten smaller and smaller ever since. And I don't know if I'm not a generational expert, but my understanding is there's just so much happening that is having profound impacts on these younger generations. Technology is really changing it, that every 10 years is really a massive change in how our people, young babies, are going to be experiencing the world. And so that's why we have more and more of these.
Interesting. That's not been explained to me, so I appreciate that. Is mid-April still considered the peak week to put a home up for sale?
I think it's April, May, June, and sometimes March. But I used to joke with people when I was, you know, writing my syndicated column that it was really the day after, you know, January 1st, like whatever that weekend was, that's when the official spring market began. But what we're seeing this year is really something very unusual, Lisa. We are really at a very low point for both numbers of homes that are going on the market and actual homes that are being sold. And part of that is the anxiety around the war and interest rates jumping up, although they're starting to come back down again. And on the lack of housing that's available in the marketplace.
I think that many of us don't realize how any war that we're involved in impacts every facet of society. Everything. We're starting to really see the effects. Can we get back to the boomers? Are they controlling the sales of the house, or are they now buyers because they're downsizing?
Well, I think the whole downsizing thing is really a misnomer. I think they're buying differently because a lot of boomers are buying the same or bigger. They're just moving locations. Some of them are buying, you know, a smaller house, of course, and some are just selling, which is why you have, you know, 55% of sellers are selling, are boomers, whereas 42% of boomers are buying. So not everybody who is buying and selling who's boomer are doing exactly the same things. There's always differential things that are going out there. I do think we have to, and this is, we can certainly talk about this another week, but this idea that downsizing is going to be sort of the saving grace for everybody with the run-up of housing prices and high interest rates today and boomers never meeting a debt they didn't like. So many boomers still have mortgages. I don't think that you're going to see them selling anytime soon. We still have a very large majority of homeowners with mortgages who have under 4%, and we're so far above that that what we're seeing also is just a lot of people saying, you know what, I'm going to stick it out and maybe renovate this year.
Right. I pulled up that study, too, from the National Association of Realtors, and it said that the median age of home buyers reached an all-time high.
Yes, it is. It's very scary what's going on out there. So we are seeing some Gen Zs who are 18 to 26, right? That's not even 10 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's 8 years. So that's getting compressed. But 4% of buyers are Gen Zs. 11% are the younger millennials, 27 to 35. 15% are the older millennials, 36 to 45. So you are, it's changing. Everything is really a little bit different. But one of the things that's interesting is how much money some of these different generational buyers have. So the highest median household income of buyers as a group are the older millennials. Those are the ones who are 36 to 45 years of age. And you would have thought that the older buyers, you know, either the younger, the older millennials or the younger boomers, there's so many now, I'm getting a little bit turned around here, but you would have thought that they, because they're older and more established in their career, would have had a higher median income, but they don't. And I just thought that was interesting.
And there's no research as to why.
It's probably out there, and I'll go look for it this week. How about that?
Yeah, well, because it's interesting. You know, it is. That seems unusual. It really does. It also, in that study, said only 24% of buyers had children under 18 at home. I find that interesting because we always thought if you're in a good school district, it's going to be easy to sell your home. Well, not if people who are buying homes don't have kids.
Yeah, that is interesting. But remember, people are a lot older when they're having their kids today, especially in major metropolitan areas. So the average age of having your first kid is somewhere around 34, 35. It's also the average age in a major metropolitan area about when you get married these days, 33 to 35. And so a lot of times you've got people having kids before they get married. A lot of times they're just waiting to do both, and then they go buy the house after that. You're also seeing people with more dogs than kids.
Yes. So,
and they're buying bigger houses for their pets.
Yeah, or they want an extra room. Like when we built our house, we built a dog room just because you need a place to tuck them away.
Well, that's a great point. And most people today are looking for not just one home office, but two.
Oh, yes, because so many people are working from home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the needs have changed, and that's why it's probably advantageous to do those remodels instead of trying to find a house that fits your needs, because people want different things.
They really do. I mean, you think about how you live in your house, and today new homes are being built without formal dining rooms. There's a combination great room, living room, kitchen kind of study area, as opposed to a formal living room. People really live differently. And if you look at some of the trends for new construction, the bedrooms are getting smaller upstairs. The living area is getting bigger. And there's more private baths for every bedroom, but also more shared space for play areas upstairs. And so we're just seeing a real shift to how people want to live in their homes.
Yeah, and I had some old schoolers that were like, how dare you have your front door open into your kitchen and great room? I said, well, everybody comes in and they set something on the counter. Everybody that comes has something in their hand. And people were just, they couldn't believe that I would build a house without a formal entryway or a formal dining room. And my point was, when we gather, we're all together, and that's where we want to be. And I'll tell you what, Elise, the kitchen is always filled. There's
always
where everybody gathers. So.
Yeah, and everybody comes in our back door, the door that's right next to the driveway and the garage, because that's easier than walking around the front of the house to our front door. We've got three friends who go to the front door, and everybody else comes right in where their car is. And if I were redoing this house, I would make that a little bit nicer, that garage entrance.
Right, right. I always go, no, don't go through there. Don't go through there.
Right.
It's where we stuff everything. Tell everybody how to get the Love, Money, and Real Estate newsletter.
Oh, sure. Go to glink.substack.com, or you can always go to my website, thinkglink.com, and sign up there.
Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, you too.